Eddie, you knew it was going to be a tough challenge today. The leaders, they've been beating everybody in sight. How did you feel your team squared up to them?
I thought we were slightly disappointed first half in our performance. Felt we just sat off them a little bit too much. Not necessarily from the centre-forwards perspective, I thought that was fine, but from the other areas in the team, I thought we gave them a little bit too much space around our box. Highlighted really by the first goal, which was a disappointing one for us. When I review that back, I'm sure I'll be frustrated at certain elements of it. And then, of course, the counter-attack, which we knew too well, how good they are with the players that they have. And, of course, we gave the ball away then for the second one. So the goals that we conceded are frustrating, but that's why they are where they are.
Obviously, when things are going their way, and they have been going yours in recent weeks as well, but regardless of the process of the first goal, the great bit of fortune with the actual way the ball went into the net, Costa off Adam Smith into the net.
Yeah, these things happen. The end bit of the goal is fortuitous, but the build-up play I thought we could have done better with. You know, we've had our moments today as well, and that's the frustrating thing. You know, Louisa sliced one and Courtois made a great save. Bennix then hit the post, and there were some really nice passages of play where we could have done better. So it's not all disappointment. There's some really good things, and again, acknowledging the quality of the team that you're playing against. They've got world-class players, and our guys gave it a right go.
Did it change your team talk much when Josh King's goal went in?
It did, because at 2-1 you're back in the game. You know that they don't concede many goals, so to get that one was a really nice thing to go into half time with. We knew that then if we could keep it tight, we would have or try and build some pressure second half, and that's why the third goal was hugely disappointing, because it sort of put an end to the game, unfortunately, and it meant that we couldn't have that late rally in the game like we did at Liverpool.
It's that all too familiar feeling, isn't it, when you're up against teams like this, you know that within a second you give the ball away, there was a bit of sloppy possession or something, all of a sudden they do make you punish, and that free kick actually was about as good as they get, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an outstanding effort, but it's the ability to counter-attack which I think separates the top teams from the others. You know, every team we've played against, Manchester City, Chelsea, Liverpool, they, within seconds from you feeling quite comfortable, they look like they can score. The players that can turn defence to attack in moments with the quality they have, and you know, you look at the team they have, you can see and the way that they play, you can see why they are where they are, and it's although it's very disappointing to lose, you have to admire what they've delivered this season.
But as a group, do you feel the team defended better overall than you have done against Chelsea in the past, even with the failings that you've mentioned?
Certainly better than we were at home against them last year, where again they played well, but I thought we were disappointing. I felt we were in the game at their place, and I felt that was an even game. I thought the penalty was probably the decisive moment there. So I do feel, if we can say that we are still growing and we're getting better and we're learning to adapt to these challenges, but I think it's only natural to say we've still got some way to go before we're at their level.
And the crowd, though, appreciate at the end, I mean, there was a good reception for the team. They appreciate that even though you've lost 3-1, that you have given them some worrying moments.
Yeah, and I also think that you can see the crowd appreciate the quality of some of our play, and the fact the journeys that our players have been on to get to this moment, I think that deserves a lot of respect, and the manner in which we're trying to do it. It's very easy to say, well, we don't want the ball, let's give it back to them because we're worried about them on the counter attack and play a totally different way, but our players deserve a lot of respect for how they take this challenge.
Just finally, the momentum might have gone in terms of the unbeaten run, but the performance momentum still something to take forward to another challenge at second place Tottenham next week?
Yeah, I think there are positives to take, definitely, and another brilliant experience for our players, and of course then you go to Tottenham, which is going to be equally as tough, if not tougher.